राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे। जय कृष्णा जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा। श्याम गौरी नित्या किशोरी प्रीतम जोरी श्री राधे। बोलो जय राधे जय। रसिका रसिलो चेला चबिलो गुणगर बिलो श्री कृष्णा। बोलो जय कृष्णा जय। रास बिहारिणी रस विस्तारिणी पियऊर दारिणी श्री राधे। बोलो जय राधे। नव नव रंगी नवला त्रिभांगी श्याम सुअंगी श्री कृष्णा। बोलो जय कृष्णा। प्राण पियारी रूप उजारी अति सुकुमारी श्री राधे जय राधे। नयन मनोहर महामुरकर सुंदर अवतार श्री कृष्णा। बोलो जय कृष्णा। शोभ श्रेणी महामेनी कोकिलावेनी श्री राधे जय राधे। किरति बंद कामिनी कांद श्री भगवंत श्री कृष्णा। बोलो जय कृष्णा। चंद बरनी कुंदर रदनी शोभा सदनी श्री राधे। बोलो जय राधे जय। रूपरसाला नयन विशाला परम कृपाला श्री कृष्णा। हंस गमनी रजत रमनी क्रीड कमनी श्री राधे जय राधे। परम उदार प्रभा अपार अति सुकुमार श्री कृष्णा। बोलो जय कृष्णा। कंचन बेली रति रस रेली अति अल्ला बेली श्री राधे जय राधे। Sabasukha Sagara Sabaguna Agara Rupa Ujagara Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Ramani Ramya Tarudara Tamya Guna Agamya Shiva Dei Jai Radhe Dhamma Nivasi Prava Prakashi Sahaja Suhasi Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Sri Krishna Shaktyaladini Atti Priyabadini Uru Unmarani Sri Radhe Jai Radhe Anganga Tona Sarasa Salona Subhaga Sutona Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Krishna Radha Namini Kuna Abhiramini Sri Hari Priya Swamini Shri Radhe Jai Radhe Hare Hare Hari 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 Shri Krishna Bolo Jai Krishna Jai Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe
Favorite songs of Braj. This is written by one Acharya from Nimbarka Sampradaya. And I've forgotten his real name, but his pen name for all of his songs is Hari Priya. Who's dear to Hari. Therefore he's describing Radharani. He puts his name very secretly in the inn. Sri Hari Priya Swamini. That she's the Swamini of this Hari Priya. Sri Hari Priya Swamini Sri Radhe. He has put his name very secretly in the end of this song. But this song is very famous in Braj and sung by all Sampradayas. Although it's written by a very famous acharya of Nimbarka Sampradaya. You see, Nimbarka Sampradaya, their tilak is very similar to Shamananda Tilak. They don't have a little, this part here is missing, they just have a little line that comes down. Well, it's not filled in rather, it comes down like this. And then they have a black dot. If you see somebody from Shamananda's line, yesterday we were celebrating the disappearance day of Rasikananda, who was the most famous disciple of Shamananda. But their tilak is the same way. This leaf is not filled in, but they have golden dot, little yellow dot. But strict Nimbarkis, if they have the black, then they put a little black dot in between, the same type of tilak. And they were, for many, at least a thousand years ago, so maybe almost 1,000 years ago, Nimbarkacharya appeared. Because Mahaprabhu took something from every Sampradaya, so they were worshipping Radha and Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has taken that from Nimbarka Sampradaya. So this is a very beautiful song. And there's one verse that's very interesting. Shobha Sreni Moha Meni Kokila Veni. It has got two meanings, Kokila Veni. It's like every morning we're hearing the beautiful songs of the Kokilas. So Kokila Veni can mean one whose voice is just like the Kokila. It appears that the flood disturbed all the Kokilas on this side. Yes, last year when we were giving class, all the time they were singing, loot, 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 loot. But I don't hear them so much on this side this year. But also in Sanskrit, kokila can mean jasmine, and veni refers to this braid. It's like I've wondered whether this place in Prayag called Tree Veni, because the three, just like the girls, they make three little strands and wind them together. So maybe this is why it's called Tree Veni, because Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati are coming and braiding together. I don't know. But Kokila means jasmine flower. So in Radharani's Veni, there's so many little malas of jasmine flowers are entangled in her braid. There are two meanings in this one. So by mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're all sitting here in this very wonderful Dham of Sri Mayapur Dham, hearing about the glories of Braja Dham. The other day we were talking about our friend Gopidas from Adi Badri, Badrinath Temple, who's no longer with us. He told us one time that in scripture there's praman, why we sing this Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Your Shastra describes that in order to get something that's fallen in a deep dark place, you need something that's hook-shaped. Just like sometimes when we go on Braj Prikrama, although we're used to, you just turn on the tap and water comes out. I remember one time, we went on some preaching program, and I told everybody that you better get up early because, you know, there's so much water in the tank and the water won't come on till 8 o'clock in the morning after that water runs out. So there was one black lady from New York. She brought her, I guess he was about 10 or 12 year old son. No, maybe 10 or 8 or 10. He wasn't very old. So naturally he got up last. And he came running into the room. And he said to his mother, "Hey, Mata! Hey, Mata! I turned on the water, no water came out!" I turned on the water, no water came out. He probably lived in New York his whole life, never really thought about where the water comes from. You just, there's a little tap there, you turn it, water comes, you turn it off, it stops, you know. It's just, it's always that, you turn the tap and water comes, you know, you turn the tap and no water came. So, but at least we can manage with hand pumps. That's something we can deal with. But when it comes to wells, someplace there's no hand pump, there's only well. So we have no training how to deal with wells, you know. So we throw the bucket and the rope is going. First thing you learn is not to hold on to the rope too tightly. It goes, you're holding on to it, it's going down. Suddenly you get blisters all over your fingers. And usually when you feel it start burning, then you open it up and then the rope goes zoop down into the well. You know, you let the bucket down like this. If you just let it go, and the rope just burns your hands. You open your hands, the rope goes down. Bucket goes down, rope goes down, everything goes down in a well. And then you see the bucket go bloop, 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 bloop. Now what to do? So the Brijbasis come, they have a little hook. They have another rope with a hook on it. They send the hook down and somehow they manage to hook onto the handle of that bucket and bring the bucket back up. So just so happens this Ra Akshar, he's crooked. Even R in English is even more crooked, like a hook. So, and now this body, we have eaten mountains and mountains of sin. We've pulled mountains and mountains of sin all deep inside this body, down inside this deep dark body. And when you say Ra, or Ra, that sound also goes down. Ra, it goes down. So all this sin is lying inside there, so we want to get it out, so we need something with a hook, Ra. This Ra Akshar, he's crooked, you know. So we go down there, Ra, we hook onto all of that sin. Then, Radhe, we say, hey, that one, it's coming out. That one goes up and out. Ra goes down, hey goes up and out. Like that. So we hook all of that, then hey, we push it all out, pull it all out, pull it all out. All of that thousands and thousands of years of sin that's inside this body, we pull it all out. Then what happens? We say sham. Now ma, when you say ma akshar, then the mouth becomes closed. Band ho jate. Because after you pull it all out, radhe, then sham, then close it. Don't let it back. We don't let it back. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.